Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Today we have another story by Ronan Takagi, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Long Cat Con. Our cat Sam had been acting awfully pathetic the past few weeks. He was constantly meowing at my wife and giving her big, round, pathetic eyes that said, "Why, Mommy, why?" The why being, "Why did you abandon me for that fat human and then that little tiny human?" My wife brushed off Sam's concerns. He was, after all, just a stupid cat and couldn't compare to the miracle of our 4-month-old son, Dimitri. However, unbeknownst to my wife, life for Sam since Dimitri's arrival had devolved into a post-apocalyptic battle for survival. Sam's post-Dimitri life was a case study in Darwinism. He was forced to watch helplessly as our other cat, the much bigger and more gluttonous Harry, constantly pilfered his food bowl. As a result, Sam had wasted away into a pathetic shell of himself. My wife wouldn't have noticed, except Sam had taken to hanging out in the living room and putting himself directly in my wife's line of sight. After about a week, she weighed him and confirmed the ugly truth. Her neglect had led to Sam losing 16% of his body weight. I said it was Sam's fault for being a stupid cat and letting his food get eaten, but my wife felt absolutely awful. My wife had adopted Sam when he was just a kitten, and not just any kitten, one who was left for dead in a storage shed with the rest of his litter. If a passerby hadn't heard Sam's pathetic little mews, he and his siblings would all be in the great cat tree in the sky. That was 9 years ago. For 5 of those years, Sam and my wife lived together in a tiny studio apartment. It was she and Sam and she. They were inseparable life companions. Even though my wife is now completely enthralled to Dimitri, it's hard to wipe out 9 years of perfect human-cat bond. My wife saved Sam from a life of starvation by moving Sam's food bowl into our bedroom and closing the door. He didn't mind being confined to one room of the house. He was actually happy, since our bedroom is basically the size of my wife's old studio, plus our bedroom has his preferred hiding spot, the closet. Oh, the look on his little cat face when I walked into the bedroom after work that day. He was perched on the bed in loaf of bread configuration and happily purring. Harry didn't understand what was happening. He kept sitting by the bedroom door trying to go inside and eat Sam's food. When my wife saw him, her nostrils flared and her eyes blazed with hatred. Who did Harry think he was bullying Sam like that? Her former precious. He'd better behave or it would be straight to the shelter for him. She gave Harry a firm no and a phantom kick to shoo him away. That night, my wife let Sam sleep in our bedroom. He spent most of the night perched at her feet, but then he started walking around her face. When that wasn't enough to get her attention, he started scratching at the door until my wife woke up and let him out. The next day, my wife did the whole sequestration thing again. Sam loved it, but my wife not so much. Shortly after I got home from work, Sam started scratching at the bedroom door until I let him out. Apparently, he'd been doing that all day. He'd scratch at the door until my wife let him in or out of the bedroom. She'd grown tired of doing that and was ignoring him. Sam walked past me with nary a thank you. He simply proceeded to the living room and strutted around with an air of confidence I'd never seen before. He found Harry sitting in a box and circled him like a shark, taunting him with, "Look who's got his own room in the house, sucker!" As it usually does, that little show of hubris would lead to Sam's downfall. That night, my wife didn't let Sam sleep in our bedroom. That didn't stop him from scratching at our door. He seemed annoyed, like, "Door servant, come open the door for me." My wife ignored him. Realizing she wasn't coming, he did what he knew would get her attention. He went to Dimitri's room and started scratching at his door. My wife bolted upright, the baby monitor waking her to the sound of Dimitri stirring in his crib, mixed with a faint sound of scratching. She flew out of our room to Dimitri's door and gave Sam a stern no and a phantom kick to boot. It turns out Sam wasn't suffering at all. He'd been playing my wife the whole time, using their prior history together to manipulate her to do his bidding. It was a brilliant scam. Over the course of a month, he'd let Harry eat his food so he'd lose weight and look pathetic, and Harry would be the bad guy. Then he used that to get my wife to give him special treatment. His own room in the house separate from Harry, complete with a human door servant. On top of all that, Sam had masterfully used Harry's gluttony to make him the villain and brought him to the brink of being thrown in the shelter, which would have achieved Sam's ultimate goal of being the number one cat. His plan may have succeeded had he not gone too far by making Dimitri a pawn in his scheme. Even though my wife had saved Sam from death 9 years ago, that didn't mean squat if he messed with her baby. His plan exposed, Sam returned to his old self. He no longer meows at my wife, and he's begun eating as much as he used to. It's a bit disconcerting to realize the animal I've been referring to as Stupid Cat was smart enough to con my wife, a very sharp cookie, into doing his bidding. More so when I consider the fact that Harry, as stupid as he is, isn't completely dim-witted either. He's at least smart enough to weaponize his poo. If the two were ever to put their differences aside and join forces, it'd be an unstoppable combination, Sam's cunning and Harry's brute force. I hope by the time that ever happens, Dimitri is old enough to assist my wife and I in fighting back. That is, unless the cats co-opt him first and make him their double agent. Now, maybe that's the real long cat con. I'm thrilled to announce the Does This Happen to You series is now featured Tuesdays on Tribulation Saints Podcast Radio. I've included a link in my show notes. Several podcasts per day, one is sure to ring your bell.